have a couple of things we wanted just to let you know.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I wanted to share a little bit of information about John Payne, because he's in some ways here at my suggestion, because I think his story is important for you to hear and others to hear. 25 years ago, John was where you are today, not precisely in this orchestra, but certainly a part of the Interlochen Arts Academy community. And piano was his major. And he left Arts Academy and went to Northwestern, studied with John Browning, which is one of the most substantial names in piano pedagogy today, and was at that time as well. And got a degree from Northwestern in piano performance. It was of a skill that he entered the Kleiman competition at that time. And somewhere around then, realized that piano performance as a career was not going to be his. And so shifted. Without benefit of another degree, has carved out for himself an outstanding and very recognized career in business, and has today his own company doing consulting both in this country and overseas, and has a reputation that spans overseas as well as a consultant in technology. All this without benefit of another degree. But his passion for music and for his art continues. And what I found interesting was that when I went to his home, I knew of that passion because there were three grand pianos. And I knew of that passion because he could tell me, as he traveled around the country, he knew where the pianos were that he could practice on when he had spare time in Chicago or New York or whatever. So he kept all of that busy. I knew he was still serious about his music when he showed me all the recordings he had made in his own home. The Interlochen education was important to him and continues to be, and that's why he has come back to rather underscore the importance of it. Because he would tell you, if he's not already, that what he learned here and on piano, he translated to his business environment. And would say to you that some of the success he's had in business was because of what he learned at the keyboard. And none of us know where we're headed. Certainly John did not 25 years ago. But I thought his was an important story for us to hear and to be part of. How important is this Mozart to him? He took 2 months off from his work to get ready, to get the chops, the Mozart chops back, if you will, or whatever. But it's not a matter of just another performance. It's an entire visit here that's important to him. And he's underscored his gratitude to this place by gifting us with that instrument, which is a gift of some substance. And I don't know whether you've talked about where the piano came from or not, but this was the piano that was on the Tonight Show at one time. It was the piano that was on the Hollywood Bowl stage for a while. It was the piano that was on the stage with the Los Angeles Philharmonic. And if I understand the story accurately, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong, Roger Williams, not necessarily, maybe not a piano studio, you know, but your parents are here. This is the Autumn Leaves Roger Williams. That's right. Played the piano on the Hollywood Bowl stage and had to buy it. And that was completely out of out of character for what Steinway would normally do. But they sold the piano to Roger Williams, and so it was in his apartment, if you will. And when Mr. Kane went looking for a piano to gift to Interlochen as a part of this performance, that one got sorted out, and he talked John Williams into selling it to John Kane so he could give it to Interlochen. And so I thought you should know all about that. But what John would tell you is that what's most important to him is the Mozart. So I'm going to get out of the way
and let you get now to Mozart.
But it's a good story, a good Interlochen story, and some version of that might be yours someday.
Thank you.